And I give you an example. You remember the 10 lepers? He healed every one of them. How many returned to say thank you? Just one. You see what I'm saying? He healed what? 10. And he asked, where are the 9? Because he healed every one of them. And you see that over and over again. So I'm going to share for a little while from this thought. Praise, this is the privilege. This privilege have all of his children. Praise, this privilege have all of his children. In other words, every one of you have the privilege of praising God. And there are benefits in praising God. But yet, sometimes we get so stuck on ourselves or in many different things, we have our excuses. I'm not too eloquent. I'm not too outspoken. I'm just a quiet person. I mean, we have all our excuses. But as good as God has been and is, we ought to lose ourselves a lot more than we do. Can you agree? So I'm saying that so we can take some time out tonight and just actually praise God for all that he's done. Have he done anything for you good today? Did he do anything good for you yesterday? What about last week? Well, what about now? You breathing? Anybody in here in severe pain? Anybody? We'll take care of that so you don't have no excuse. Anybody here arm hurting them? You can't get them up. See mine that doesn't hurt me. Did it hurt you? Raise your arm. Try your arms out. And see if they're working tonight. See how high you can give them without them hurting. Are they working pretty good? Are they working pretty good? Okay. All right, you can put them down. So when we start praising and worshiping God, for a little while, so you can be ready on Sunday morning and encourage the rest of them that will come in. That would come in and wasn't here tonight to get encouraged. Some of them maybe if you watch me by live streaming, you know what's going on. You'll see. Now listen to the scripture. This is what we're going to do. Let me tell you what the kingdom of God is. Let me tell you what the kingdom of God is. I didn't give this to y'all, but if y'all pull it up. It just came up, so I just go with the flow. Romans 14:17. The kingdom of God, this is Romans 14:17, guys. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. What is the kingdom of God not? It's not meat and drink, but what is it? But righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is not what? Meat and drink. But it's what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And that means dancing and laughter and rejoicing and twirling and cartwheels, if you will. You know, we better not get in no cartwheel too much. Amen. But it's having freedom and liberty. You're not ashamed to express yourself before the Lord, right? You're not ashamed to lift your hands. You're not ashamed to open your mouth and say, hallelujah, glory to God. So, Miss Lucy, I may need your help up here tonight. Amen. Amen. And Miss May, so y'all be on ready. So you know, I know some people, you know, if once we find out, once we learn how free we are, and we don't have to be ashamed. I know some of you thinking, well, I was raised this way, and I never, well, I was raised a certain way, but you know what? I had to change. You know why I changed? Because I learned better, and I found out that it was better to do what I learned than what I knew that I was doing wasn't so good. Amen. So listen, Psalm 107, let's get started. I'm going to read Psalm. Psalm 107, can y'all put that up? Psalm 107, King James. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, Psalm 107, verse 8. Excuse me. Give me verse 8. That's what I want. I didn't say it right. I'm coming back to verse 1 in a minute. But let me start off with verse 8. This is my text, my jump off scripture. Amen. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. That men would do what? Praise the Lord for his what? Goodness. And what? For his wonderful works to the children of men. If God, people would praise him for his goodness, I know that would thrill God, that would bless God. Now I'm coming back to that, but let me read just a few more. And in no way I can get all these praise scripture in tonight. We'll be here in the morning if I try to get them all in. But I want to show you praise is more than just saying praise the Lord. It's a privilege. Amen. It's an expression that you have. God created you. What is Psalm 139, verse 14? Am I right? For it says we are what? Fearfully and wonderfully made. And my soul doeth know us right well. Oh, if men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Hallelujah. If men would do that. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. I wonder what would happen. All right. Look at Psalm 33:1. Go ahead and put that up, Psalm 33:1. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is what? Commonly for the upright. It's a common thing. It's common. So why you let the enemy put pressure on you and have you all uptight about praise when it's common? You're not uptight about breathing, are you? It's a common thing just to breathe. That's a natural thing. For your function in this natural realm, you're not uptight about breathing. Because that's what you do. In order to function in this earth realm, you got to take air into your lungs and let it out, right? Well, in order to operate in the realm of the spirit, praise is a common thing. And so get rid of the stress, get rid of the pressure, get rid of all the other stuff that the devil and your flesh and whoever else, unlearned people trying to put on you and get free. This is what I do. You're going to see me and then get uptight about breathing. You're not going to be around. Am I right? You just keep breathing. Right? Is that simple enough, or am I complicating things tonight? Hallelujah. Psalm 34:1. Go ahead and put that one up. Hallelujah.